This is the lake meditation, and it will last for 15 minutes. Lakes can speak to us of allowing flow, movement, a quality of openness, reflection, receptivity. Finding a place that is warm and comfortable for you, either lying on your back or sitting cross-legged on a cushion on the floor or sitting on a chair. Settling yourself into the posture that you have adopted, really connecting with the floor through whatever you are sitting or lying on. Allowing the floor to hold the body. Noticing all the contact points, points of pressure that are strong and in contact with the floor or the seat. Settling into this connection as best you can. Connecting and tuning in now to your breathing. Noticing the breath as it comes into and then out of the body. Breathing out into the contact of the body with the floor or the chair. Having a sense of the floor holding, supporting you. Inviting you now to picture in your mind's eye a lake. A body of water held by the earth itself in a hollow. Remembering how water likes to pool in low places. Seeks its own level. Asks to be held. Contained. The lake you envision may be deep or shallow. Broad or narrow. Blue, green, muddy or clear. If there is no wind, then the surface will be still and reflective as a mirror, reflecting trees, rocks, mountains, clouds, birds, and even the sky. Everything held in itself for a moment. And then perhaps a gust of wind comes and changes the surface in an instant, and the clarity and reflection will disappear. And waves arise and dance on the lake. And if the sun is out, then sparkles of light dance on the water like magic diamonds at play. When night comes, the light changes. The moon may cast its silver spell on the lake. And if the lake is still, then trees and rocks can be reflected in that calm and still. Shadows reflected in silhouette on the lake. And in winter, the lake may freeze over. But still in the depths, there is an abundance of life and movement. So when you've established a picture of the lake in your mind's eye, allowing yourself to imagine that you are at one with the lake, so that the essence of you is held by your awareness, much as the water of the lake is held by the surface of the earth itself. Breathing into your lake body, moment by moment by moment. Feel its body breathe as you breathe. Allow your mind and heart to be open and reflective, to reflect whatever comes near. Experiencing moments of stillness when all is clear and the surface of the lake is mirror-like. And there will be other times when the lake surface is stirred up, choppy, and perhaps the reflection and depth are lost. And throughout it all, dwell in meditation, breathing with the lake. seeing if it is possible to simply notice the play of different awareness of what is arising in your body, your heart, in your mind. Thoughts, feelings, moving fleetly by, or maybe lingering. The momentary reactions that come and go, as do ripples on the surface. Noticing the effect of these on you, just as you notice the effect of wind on the surface of water. The waves, light, shadow, the colours around. Do your thoughts and feelings disturb the surface? Can you be with that? Can you allow and accept the fleeting movements of your mind, much like the movement of ripples and waves on the surface of the lake? Bring moment by moment awareness to that. Can you see this as the essence of lake? Can you identify not just with the changing surface, but also with the still depths beneath the surface of the lake, which change little, no matter what's going on top? And in the same way, in your practice and in your daily life, you can notice and acknowledge not only the content of thoughts and feelings, but also identify with the vast reservoir of awareness that lies as if beneath the surface of the mind, open, receptive, allowing. In this lake meditation, we sit with the intention to hold in awareness and acceptance all the qualities of mind and body, just as the lake sits, cradled and held by the earth itself, reflecting the sun, moon, stars, birds, light, caressed by the air and the wind, highlighting its sparkle and vitality, the calm essence of lake. Now inviting you for the rest of this practice to continue to meditate on the image and experience of the lake until I ring the bells for the end of the practice.